Abandoned houses boarded up with plywood on the windows are synonymous with blight. And Ohio is trying to change those optics by banning the use of plywood on some foreclosed properties. Proponents say clear boarding, panels made of a clear polycarbonate, will improve aesthetics and help prevent vandalism. But Esther Honig of member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, reports there are problems with this new facade.
Standing outside the single-story home in Cleveland's Slavic Village, you'd never guess the property's been abandoned for several years.
It looks like any other property on the block. You can't tell this property's vacant.
Sloshing through wet snow, Robert Klein points to a house whose windows have been boarded up with sheets of clear polycarbonate, the same plastic that's used on airplane windows. It's weather-resistant and deters break-ins. Klein picks up a hammer and takes a swing.
Okay, so pretty.
It's not breakable. You cannot get in.
Klein owns a company that boards up foreclosed properties and says plywood has a number of disadvantages. It's ugly and it's easy for squatters and vandals to breach. 3 years ago, Klein helped develop and patent this polycarbonate sheet and is now the leading manufacturer. He also lobbied for this new law. It doesn't require clearboarding, but by banning plywood, it leaves few alternatives.
So do I have an interest? Absolutely, I have an interest. But that still shouldn't take away from the benefits, what it does for the community.
Now, this new law doesn't mean every abandoned structure will now have clearboarding. It only applies proactively to houses foreclosed on by a bank. Still, that has some people in this community pretty excited. Haley Eads lives here in Slavic Village.
When you drive down a street and half of the houses are boarded, it makes you sad almost. Like, you know, you feel like things are kind of going downhill.
That's why Eads and her neighbors really like clearboarding. It looks better, and they can see into these properties to report any criminal activity. But there's a number of catches. A large piece of plywood costs about $20, while a similar-sized sheet of clear polycarbonate costs nearly six times as much. And it's not only about the money. Lieutenant Matthew Hertzfield is with the Toledo Fire Department and says while it only takes a firefighter seconds to rip through plywood with an axe, to cut through polycarbonate sheeting, you have to attack it with an electric saw.
How long does it take us to deploy that saw to cut through that plastic? In the fire service, time is of essence for us. Life and death, not to be dramatic, comes down to minutes.
Hertzfield also worries these windows could trap his men inside a blazing structure. Robert Klein's windows are built with a quick-release bar, but Hertzfield isn't convinced that design will hold up in a fire.
Imagine yourself with 70 pounds of firefighting gear on, and you have zero visibility.
Robert Solomon with the National Fire Protection Association says, like it or not, firefighters across the country will have to adapt. Federal mortgage company Fannie Mae has already installed clearboarding on thousands of homes across the U.S., and Phoenix recently became the first city to require it on all vacant properties. Solomon says while it poses a problem for firefighters, they'll figure it out.
You know, fire departments can, you know, breach through a brick wall or a concrete wall if they have to and when they have to.
It's likely that plywood will continue to be replaced by polycarbonate. New York City and other cities are now also considering banning the use of plywood on their abandoned houses and buildings. For NPR News, I'm Esther Honig in Columbus, Ohio.